Yesterday, German Chancellor Gerhard Schröder won a tight vote, securing another 4 years in power for his party. Today, U.S. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld had a not-so-subtle message for Mr. Schröder. Rumsfeld refused to meet his German counterpart on the fringes of a NATO gathering in Poland. Instead, he informed reporters that the way Schröder handled his re-election campaign was, to quote Rumsfeld, notably unhelpful and had the effect of poisoning U.S.-German relations. NPR News analyst Daniel Shore says those relations could get still worse before they get better.
A month ago, with Germany facing unemployment over 9% and a budget deficit bumping up against the European mandatory limit, Gerhard Schröder seemed well on his way to becoming the first chancellor to be denied a second term. And then two things happened. A disastrous flood, to which Schröder responded in a way that won general kudos, and an unprecedented challenge to President Bush. In campaign speeches, Schröder said that he would not support an attack on Iraq, even if authorized by the United Nations, and he said he would not click his heels to commands from Washington. Not since the first chancellor, Konrad Adenauer, criticized President Kennedy as soft on the Soviet Union, has a German head of government opposed an American president this way. And with some 70,000 American troops still stationed in their country, the pacifist-minded German voters seem to approve the way their leader stuck it to the head of the superpower. Minister of Justice Herta Döbler-Gmelin may have taken criticism of the American president a step too far when she reportedly likened the tactics of Bush to those of Hitler in diverting attention from domestic problems. But that seemed to create more commotion in Washington than in Berlin. It's hard to judge immediately how much the challenge to Bush contributed to a razor-thin Schröder victory, in which gains by the allied Green Party proved to be a significant factor. But if the idea catches on in Europe that there are votes to be had in running against the American president, then transatlantic relations are in for some rough times. Unlike the traditionally anti-American French, the Germans have been, along with the British, a principal source of support for America in Europe. That relationship has recently been buffeted by disputes over everything from global warming to the International Criminal Court. Now Iraq adds a significant cause of friction if President Bush decides to attack. With Germany becoming a member of the UN Security Council on January 1st under regular rotation, and then President of the Security Council on February 1st, there will be ample opportunity for a clash with the Bush administration over Iraq. This is Daniel Shore.